Hey, everyone. Hey. All of a sudden, now all of a sudden, the camera wants to go off on its own thing. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is your girl, Precious Williams, and this is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. Now, I know it's the day before Memorial Day. I've been quiet on social media. I wanted to just rest and enjoy what's happening. We're doing it for real here. You know what I mean? And so this is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. I show up live every Sunday. And I have to admit, I had an event last weekend and on Saturday. And when I tell you, we worked. We had so much fun. We had so much fun that I didn't even have the strength to have the LinkedIn live show last Sunday. And so I just want to share with you all the reason why I'm having this particular episode is called hashtag True Tea. Taking a step to make even more major moves. Why is that important? Let me tell you why it's important. Because sometimes we all get caught up in what everybody else is doing. We get caught up in, what she's doing, what she's saying. Oh, these coaches are doing this. This consultant is doing that. And sometimes you got to take a step back. And so for me, the reason why I wanted to have this, the true tea, like there are things that happen on your way to success. And for me, there's the time that I've had over these last few days has allowed me to rest. And so for me, being able to take a step back, not posting on social media, not doing anything, I just wanted to share this all with you all. For me, one of the greatest things that I'm loving about taking a step back, and why is it important to take a step back, is because if you don't take a step back, you'll always feel like you got to rush and do things. And so for me and for you, I don't want you to always feel like that. Yes, in the beginning, when you start a company, oh, you can do everything. You're the chief bottle washer. You are the CFO, the CEO, the CMO, the CTO. You're answering emails. You're doing everything. But then when you start to get success, there's some other things that will come up and some things that I didn't even think about. And yes, I was successful before, but I didn't do it God's way and I didn't do it the right way. And so in this episode of Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master, I want to talk about the true tea. The true tea. Why it's important to take a step back in order to make major moves. Why it's important to not let everybody else's distractions get in your way. I want to talk about how easy it is to take your eyes off the ball because you're comparing yourself to other people. Not even understanding that this is your lane. As you know, each and every week, I come here to talk about the new tips, tricks, and techniques that I want you to use to taking your pitching skills to the next level. For those of you who do not know me, I am a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion who successfully appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, movies, and documentaries around the world. I'm also a three-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only series. My third book just debuted on April 13, 2021 at number one. And in fact, my billboard just appeared in Times Square on Thursday of this week. So why is all of that important? Before you show up and listen to anyone's LinkedIn live show or anything, why? The reason why is because I have the right credentials, but not only that, I had to make it out of dark situations in order to get here. And so for me, I want to share with you what the real true tea of life is. Yes, we can have our Birkin bags. Yes, we can go on vacation. Yes, we're on yachts. But are you resting? Are you focused on your focus? Are you focused on your purpose? I don't care what everybody else is doing. I don't care if everybody wants to jump on this particular topic. That's not me. If I'm a leader, then I lead. I ain't got to follow what everybody else does. So part of the reason why I created this show is to show you that you don't have to do what everybody else does to make it. Y'all know I don't have six-pack abs. Y'all know I don't have a Brazilian butt lift. Y'all know I'm 42 and not an Instagram hottie. I'm just not. But what I am is a corporate trainer to some of the biggest companies in the world. I don't have an Ivy League degree. I have a degree from Spelman College, an English degree, a proud Spelman grad. I'm a Spelman woman, and I'm a graduate of Rutgers School of Law. I passed the bar on my first try. And even though I don't have an Ivy League degree, I spoke at Harvard University teaching a pitching training. And I thought about it. I said, there were times when people said I was too fat, too black, and didn't have an Ivy League degree. Well, when the Ivy Leagues call you, what are you supposed to say? Oh, I don't have an Ivy League degree. I can't take that. No, I can't listen to what everybody else says. I have to follow what God gave me and I'm gonna go in. So if you're here to learn more about what it means to take a step back, to make even more major moves, how sometimes you got to remove yourself from the race to see things very, very clearly. So let's talk about it. Let's have a little chat. So the reason why I wanted to take a step back and talk to you all about taking a step back is because, yes, at some point you have so much momentum. Everybody's coming at you. They want you to do this, 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 and the other. And you feel like you can't say no because you don't know when it's going to end. Well, let me tell you what can happen when you say yes to everything, whether it's lucrative or not, is that you can become tired. And you don't realize that the biggest opportunities need you to say no to the smaller opportunities because they need you fully there. And so I was talking to my book coach and publisher, Sharon Monet, and she said, baby, you're red carpet. You speak to some of the biggest companies in the world. You are a trainer, a teacher, and they pay you handsomely. You still need to rest. So every opportunity isn't good. Just like all money ain't good money. Some places will lead you on the road to hell, and some places will lead you to the path of heaven. And so honor what God is telling you. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. I know you have friends that always want you to do these things. You have to understand that as you move up, you're going to have to continue to say no a lot. And so by me leaving New York City for 3 days just to just be in a zone and just chill where I can just be at peace is allowing me to see things I hadn't seen. Sometimes when you're in the race, you can't see things. When's the last time you took a step back? When's the last time you didn't have your phone on, you weren't constantly looking at it, you were just resting. You weren't worried about who needs what, you were just on your own time. Let me know when the last time you did that. And if you haven't done it, let me encourage you why it's important. Taking this step back, even if it's only 3 days, taking this step back has allowed me to get laser focused. So we all know that on social media, everyone's a coach. Everyone's this, they're creating courses, they're doing this, all kinds of stuff. That's great. Is that for you? Remember when I started as a speaker, I was 16 years old. And people only thought that speakers only talk about motivation, inspiration, transformation. That's not me. I'm a pitch master. And so when people told me I'd never make it, it's 10 years later, I'm still here. I'm still black on both sides. And so taking this step back is like, wait a minute, even if everyone's doing that and some people are popping off, just like going on Clubhouse, everybody can be on Clubhouse, everybody say they're popping or whatever. That's great. That's just not for me right now. That's not where I am. I'll be there eventually, but when I'm ready, I'm servicing the clients and customers I have right now. And I don't ever need to put more on me. I have a team around me now. And they have to tell me, Precious, you can't do everything. And you don't need to be everywhere. If your funnels are working, if all this stuff is working, you just run your own race. And Joel Osteen always talks about that. Run your own race. What are you laser focused on? Is it being the coach, the consultant, or is it focusing on one thing and working it until it can't be worked anymore? I remember when I left my legal career, right? I remember that there was this point where I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know how to leave being an attorney. Like that title meant so much to me because I worked hard for it. But when I finally had to let it go, I was able to focus on Curvy Girls Lingerie. And now that I don't have the law, I don't have Curvy Girls, I'm so focused on Perfect Pitches by Precious. I remember for years, people asked me, why don't you have a merchandise? Why don't you have Pitch Please, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches? It was only in this year that I realized that we could do it now because I was focused. You know, I was utilizing everything in my arsenal to build my company, not everybody else's company, but my company. If I'm the best in the world at what I do, then let me focus on this. Yes, I understand that everybody's doing this. I don't consider myself a coach. I'm a teacher and a trainer. So I will give you action. I will do step-by-step and action steps to get you from where you are to where you truly want to be. Not only am I just talking a good game, but I have receipts from yesterday, not from 20 years ago, not from 10 years ago, not from 5 years ago, not from a year ago. I'm talking about yesterday. One of my clients, I hope she's on her Mariama bonus. She just texted me saying she booked three paid speaking engagements. Riddle me that. I ain't got the lot of y'all. Listen, I'll show you the text message. Ain't nothing to me because I reached out. Because I had downtime, I could reach out to some of my clients who I knew were just popping. But I was like, yo, let's holler, let's rap. And they're telling me what's going on. You know what I mean? But if I didn't have time to step back, I wouldn't see it. because I'm always running, running, running. But when you're able to take a step back, you can smell, you can look out at the world and see the miracles that little kids see. It's a walking, we're walking miracles. We've had to battle a pandemic, an economic downturn, and social unrest. How were you able to do it? Wouldn't you like to be able to take just a step back, even if it was just like a few hours of just sitting and allowing God or your higher power to minister to you? Because that's where it's just going to take you to the next level. It really, really is. Number three, I'm staying in my own lane. What I'm really getting at, y'all, is I'm in my own lane. I'm not worried about what worked for him or her. What I'm not worried about that. And yes, it's great to know what competition is doing, but not to the exclusion of I'm a leader. I'm not a follower. And that's the problem people have with me is you can tell me all day, I need to change this, this, and the other. That's not my focus. You're not my client and you'll never be my client. So why are you taking time out of my busy day to tell me everything that's wrong with me? You're not who I'm serving. And if I sit here and listen to every distraction, everybody telling me what I should be. And I think that for those of us who've made it to some level of success in business, entertainment, sports, people feel this opportunity to tell you everything wrong with you. You don't deserve this and stuff like that. I can't listen to that. I can only listen to what God is saying. And if he's telling me to move, it doesn't matter what you say. And I want you all to think about that. Think about that. Staying in your own lane. Yes, you can expand and you can grow. But build your own lane. Create your own lane first. I'm the killer pitch master. I will help you what? Slay all competition. You ain't never take that off. In fact, this beautiful woman made a jacket for me. And on the back of the jacket says, killer pitch master. Pitch please. Who does that? Who has the type of clients and people who watch you on social media and will make things for you? Not because they want the clout, the shine, but just because they want you to know wherever you go, rock yourself. I'm the killer pitch master. I almost feel like Rob Van Dam from WWE. Rob Van Dam. But no, I am the killer pitch master. Who are you? Number four, please, please, please don't let distractions get in your way. Distractions can be bright, shiny object. Distractions can be, oh, we really need you over here when your focus is over here. It could be your family and friends telling you what you're doing is not going to work. Don't be concerned with what they're saying because they've never done what you've done. Unless you're in the trenches with me, I can't rock with you. If you've never been swinging, you never fought Mike Tyson, if you never fought for your life, if you never fought from rock bottom, I can't hear you. You don't know my struggle. And I will never look like what you think I should look like to be where I am. And as long as I'm comfortable, you can kick rocks. It's okay. Focus on you and you getting to where you want to go. My version of success is not your version. Some people never want to have a billboard in Times Square. Some people never want to do certain things. I did because I wanted to prove that I went from homelessness and addiction to a billboard in Times Square. They said I couldn't do it. They said I was washed up. They said I was an addict. They said I was a bum. But when I looked up there and saw my second billboard in 3 years, reviewed by Forbes magazine, when I saw that, I said, God can make the impossible look easy. And I just need to accept that what he gave me is you don't have to look like the Hollywood people to make it. Maybe when I'm in Hollywood, maybe I'll, you know, slim down. Maybe I'll do all of that. But for right now, people love me for who I am. And I walk with authenticity and transparency. What are you walking with? Do you want them to see you just perfect? Or can you show them that when you're not perfect? Can you show them the grind, the hustle behind us? You show them that things look toe up and the flow up and how beautiful it can look when the day comes. Are you allowing other people to dictate how you should move? Are you allowing other people to say, oh, this is the only thing that you can do? You know what's also great? Self-care. In this self-care, do y'all know, I'm just gonna keep it a buck with y'all. So when I got here, I didn't take a shower until yesterday, right? Okay, so I was like 2 days without a shower. Do you know why? Because I was tired and I just needed to rest. I wasn't seeing nobody. I wasn't hanging. And then my friend Quisha, who's also my client, she came and got me last night. We went to TGI Fridays. We kicked it hard. You know what I'm saying? We kept it clean. No drinking, no nothing. Y'all, we were just eating and vibing. We went to Walmart. When's the last time I've been to a Walmart in my life? It's been years. Do you know I walked into Walmart, I had a moment where I said, I was so overwhelmed. And then we walked through and I was like, wow. To some people, this is like ridiculous. But to me, it reminds me of when I was in St. Louis and going some places with my grandparents, right? And been in a Walmart so much, and people are like, oh, how's that self-care? It's self-care because I was there with my friend and my client, and we were just chopping it up at like 10:30 at night. And she wanted to make sure that I had everything in my hotel to make, she wanted to make sure I had water and everything. She's like, yo, don't pay the hotel food. Like, they'll get, and I, who does that? Who has the type of clients and friends that will come and get you at the hotel, take you out to eat, take you to a Walmart and send your butt home? Who does that? But that only happened because I took self-care and the time to reflect. I took time to rest and she could come and get me when she got her hair done. Who does that? Yeah, that's the kind of clients you want. That's the kind of people you want in your life. That when you are tired, they looking out for you. Hey, you got to the hotel? All right, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. Don't let me call and you don't answer. You better be asleep. Think about that, y'all. Another thing is letting opportunities come to you. Sometimes we're so in the midst of wanting to chase every opportunity under sun. And sometimes, because you have that forward momentum, just let it come to you. If I told y'all last week that one of the top cable networks in the country, maybe even the world, reached out to me about a docuseries, what would you say to that? How'd I do that, right? Did I beg and plead to get there? No. But somehow, I was telling you about pitching for profit. When you get to a point where people can pitch you to other people, when you can get to the point where people can look you up by like taglines, people will start coming to you because you created your lane. Why am I bringing all of this up? Because I need y'all to take a step back and take a step forward. You can keep moving and moving and moving, and you're moving in the wrong direction.
Leonque Chavette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chavette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. in this time, I literally have been, you know, just talking with clients and friends and just watching them soar, watching them go through things. You know, some of my friends are working for corporations that something may have happened at their company, and I'm paying attention. So I'm hitting them up by text. Hey, I heard something happened at your company. Do you need anything? Can we talk? I just want to make sure you're okay. And oh my God, Precious, you paid attention. I'm like, yeah, because I want to know what my friends, the networks I'm in, the groups I'm in, I want to know that people are okay. If they need something, let me know. Why? Because I've been helped so much by people who paid attention to what was going on in the greater world. I've had friends, I remember I was on this show and my pitch was amazing. And they spent more time talking about my tooth and my hair and everything like that. And it hurt my feelings. But luckily I had friends and clients who were like, well, what difference does it make? You've made it there. Even with all that people say are wrong with you, they couldn't deny your talent. When I wrote the book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, I remember when I wrote about the flawed bitch, and I think I put Tanya Harding in there, right? And I'm not saying what she did was right or wrong. What I am saying is she didn't have the look that people thought would be great for figure skating. And yet she had talent. And so the constant push and pull where you need to be graceful, you need to look like everybody else. What if you can't? Use what you got to get to where you are. I never thought I was pretty. In my 40s, I look in the mirror now, and I'm like, wow, I really like the way I look. The doll is 42. Thank you. You know what self-care does? I'm not looking at fine lines. I'm looking at, I made it through some hard times when some people didn't. I went to a high school in the inner city where 5 kids were murdered while I was in high school for those 3 years. I made it out. I made it out of the hood. I made it out of projects and pissy elevators in projects. I made it out of everybody telling me what was impossible, and I'm still here. I live in New York City. You can't make it in New York City, but I did. And I was homeless in New York City, and I came back because I have a great network. But you can only focus on your network when you take a step back sometimes. You have people, diamonds in your backyard. Start looking at them. One call, that's all. Think about that. So watch your clients soar. If you see something happening in the news, and I don't watch the news, but there was something that major happened, I had to reach out to my homie. A company that sent me food when I had surgery, I went on social media and put them on blast. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for me. Thank you for that natural, wholesome food. You didn't have to do that. That's money out of y'all. Y'all made sure I'm okay. That's what I'm saying to y'all. Sometimes you have to take a step back to make major moves. When I took a step back and I looked at what this cable network was wanting from me, I thought, my God, I used to kill for this and I did not ask for it. It came. So think about that, y'all. And again, finally, when you take a step back, start paying attention to what your fellow entrepreneurs, speakers, and friends are doing and support them. If they come out with a book, I'm not saying you got hundreds of friends, you got to buy everybody's book. But the ones that you know need that, buy it. The ones that you know you need to spend some time with, spend time with them. Use your love language and do what you need to do. Buy their book, put them on blast, call them out, all sorts of things. Do it. Because if you don't, they may feel alone. How many times did I feel so alone in my journey? How many times? And it wasn't just from homelessness and addiction. It was a lot of time I felt alone. I don't have to feel alone because I have the right people around me. And when I get dissed, which trust me, y'all don't hear about the disses that I get. Trust, I do. And I'm not putting people on blast because it doesn't matter. Because what they did has no bearing on how high God has me flying. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And so I will never probably have 6-pack abs. I will never have a Brazilian butt lift. You know what I'm saying? I got a 42-year-old body. Things ain't as perky as they used to, but you know what? I walk in like a wrecking ball and I go hard. Are y'all going hard? So let me know out of any of those, what really resonated with you all? And also throw your questions out there. I just wanted to get that off of my chest because it had to come off of my chest. In the time that I've been resting, I wanted to share this with you all because in order to make those money moves, those bloody moves, those whatever moves you got to make, take a step back. Talk to the people you know who care about you. Reach out to other entrepreneurs, speakers, and those who are getting ready to give birth to their next beautiful now. Talk to them. It ain't going to be the longest conversation, but how can you support them? What do they need? When I went to see my girl Kim Manning when she had her Wealthy Women Chat and Chew event in Baltimore, Maryland, I had just had surgery. And I know in a lot of ways, I probably shouldn't have gone, but for me, I needed to support her. Yes, she had people there, but I told her I would be there and I'm going to be there. And it meant the world. She came back the next week to be at my event. For those of you who do not know, I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author. And so my books, my first two books are Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. And then I have Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. In addition, my third book is Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. And if you want to get even my third book, Pitching for Profit, you can go to my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. It's actually on the front page of the web. You can't even get past it. You'd be like, okay, that's her third book. And if you want my other two books, if you go to the Work With Me page on my website, let me just put it on there, y'all, so y'all can see. This is my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. You can get my other books. You can see that I offer one-on-one training, and creating the perfect pitch for you. I offer 2-hour laser focus coaching sessions. If you want to be a powerful speaker that creates your own lane, I have speaker packages where you work one-on-one with me. I offer group coaching. And for some of you who don't know, my biggest corporate clients are LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, Federal Reserve Bank, Intuit, QuickBooks, NBC Universal, MasterCard. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm still black on both sides. And I made it because I kept going no matter what. And sometimes I really want to stress to people, sometimes money is not your money. You may think that all you need is money. Sometimes all you need is creativity. Sometimes when you just keep going and you like find a way or make one. I didn't start with money. I came from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri, full scholarships to colleges and law schools. I didn't come from money, but I had the gift of speech and I utilized it as much as I could. And so in places where I shouldn't have been just because of whatever, I made it anyway. How did I get into LinkedIn? How did I get into all these things and I've never put in an RFP? None of that. Riddle me that. That's why it's important to have someone who's been there. Not someone who's talking a good game. Not someone who's just taking pictures with celebrities. There, you can't impute a celebrity's thing to you. I hate to say it. And when I tell you I've been in movies and documentaries, when I tell you I was on Shark Tank, 6 of my clients have been on Shark Tank. My clients are getting 2-year corporate training contracts, paid speaking gigs. You can look it up. Check me out on LinkedIn, Precious L. Williams, Killer Pitchmaster. You can see the testimonials from companies around the world. I have 150 testimonials. How many people you know have 150 testimonials? And I'm not a celebrity. I am an influencer, but I'm not a celebrity. So you all have a wonderful day. If you enjoy being here, please let me know. Shout it out in the comments. And also, if you think other people in your network should be here, tell them to come here. Type their names in the comments. I will not contact them. I promise. I will not contact them and tell them why they should be here. Again, this is Keeping It Real with a Killer Pitchmaster Show. My name is Precious Williams. I'm your proud host, 3-time number one bestselling author. My third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, and the proud creator of Pitch Please, the Ultimate Women's Power Pitch Summit. I'm a bad bitch with the power pitch, and I teach you how to do that. Let's give birth to your next beautiful now. I'll see you all next week. Love you all. Bye.